On today's episode of No Days Off, it is Stand Up Saturday. We got some great stand-up clips for you, as well as some hilarious stories coming right up.
What? Heaven only knows, 'cause I don't understand. Won't you tell me, please?
Tell me,
what's the master plan?
Master plan.
Spend so many days.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of No Days Off. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not subscribed to the podcast, please make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts and give us a follow at No Days Off Podcast. What's up, Jake?
What's up, Zach? How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, man? You have a good week?
I did. I had a really good week. It's glad it's Saturday. Excited to be doing stand-up Saturday with y'all. This is one of my favorite times of the week. Ready to rock and roll. Get in some stand-up.
You ready to get right into it, man?
I'd love to, dude.
Awesome. Great. Glad to hear it. So we got Chris D'Elia up first for me. This is one of my favorite clips, one of his original early clips where he really started getting himself famous off of. I think a lot of people are going to recognize this, so here we go.
Girls get drunk, man, and they don't even know what they're talking about. They think they do. Hey, guess what? You didn't even know, you know what it is? Excuse me, where are you going? You don't know what it is? Yeah, you know what it is, there no one saying in there, Dowson or Waffle? Is that what it is? Excuse me, you didn't even saying it? What it is, there no one saying, and there were Dowson and then all them booting in the Bacabama? Is that what it is? Yeah, it doesn't even matter. Nothing matters to a drunk girl at all. Nothing. You'd be like, yo, there's a crocodile right next to you. Excuse me, I have a question for you.
This is a funny one.
Is it your crocodile? No, exactly. They'll just add to it. You afraid that it's gonna take your job? Is that what it is? Are you scared a crocodile is gonna take your job? Hello, it doesn't even have pants on. You can't. How many people have no pants with a job? You can't. You're like, do you even need me for this conversation? No, I don't need it. I don't need it. I'm an independent woman. I don't need you. I don't need your help. I just stand here. The shoes on my feet. I bought them. I don't care.
Oh,
you don't know me. You're saying that you know me? Oh, for friends around? If you, hey. You're saying that you know me with all the friends around. You know. Hey, drunk girls are the only people on the planet that can almost throw up and not care about it at all. Right? If you're a dude and you almost throw up, you know game over immediately, right? You'd be like, hey, bro, get my things. Nobody move. Stay where you are. Girls don't do that. Girls don't care at all. Girls just be like, hey, where are you going? This is my song. I love this song. I love Rihanna. I love Rihanna. I'm Rihanna. I'm her. You're like, yo, you almost threw up. It doesn't even matter. Yeah, girls don't make sense. You never understand when they're drunk. You never understand what the hell they're talking about. But also, when girls are not drunk, you never understand what the hell they're talking about. Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah. Girls like to use words. Sometimes they don't even know what the hell they're talking about. Like the words that they use, they're not even in the right place. Girls pick words that they like and then just run with it. Girls are on some new thing where they're calling everything random. Girls will say something's random. It's not even random. A girl will be like, oh my God, you're wearing a jacket? That's so random. It's not random. It's winter. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know it'd be random if it wasn't winter. I was still wearing a jacket and then I ate a monkey. That would be random. I had a girl tell me the other day this. She said, you know what? You text me at the most random times in the day. I was like, really? When are those times? Like, when are random times that happen during the day? She's like, I don't know. It's just random. Whenever you text me, God. I was like, yeah, but tell me when those random times are so I can text you the other times. Yeah? This is what she hit me with. She said, I don't know. Whatever's random to one person isn't necessarily random to the next. Like, yo, you can't just make up a saying like you're Yoda and then the conversation's over. You gotta mean something when you talk. And don't tweet a picture of a salad. That's the main point I'm trying to get at.
Chris D'Elia, everybody.
That's funny.
He's good, man. That's when he was a little bit younger. I just think he's, I don't know, I hate to say it, but I think he's almost funnier like on his podcast and stuff.
He's hilarious
when he does like, yeah, I love going to see him live when he's like relaxed and on. I feel like when he's filming like specials or things like that, he's just a little bit like too tight.
His congratulations podcast is really funny because he's just, I mean, all these guys, they get in the zone, they get in that comedy zone, they just bring up random stuff. And it's just, he makes these hilarious points. He has like these sounds and like just phrases and stuff that are hilarious. Super funny, dude.
I think he's a little bit funnier on the podcast, like I was saying. Yeah, I don't know.
I think so.
I think he can just like go off the cuff and just talk about all like these silly things that happened to him in his life, man. I just, yeah, he's freaking hilarious.
I think his bit about DeVar stuff with the girls being all drunk and stuff is funny. I do think it was hilarious how he said how when guys get in that throw up zone, their night's just over.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we've been out and like the guys will throw up, they'll deny it, or it'll just, you'll be in there with them, they're throwing up and they're like, still, no, that wasn't me.
Oh, exactly.
It's like all over the seat and the floor and they're like, nah, still wasn't me, man. Night can go on. So that's just funny stuff.
Do you remember when we went on my bachelor party up in Canada? And we went to that casino.
Yeah.
And we like walk right in and we see this Asian girl with her boyfriend and she's just puking into her hands and it's falling onto the fucking carpet.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I'm like, oh my fucking God, this is what's going on right now. Oh. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
That
dude?
Is just gross.
And literally she just like went on with her night, literally puked in her hands. It fell through her hands onto the floor.
She's like looking for a garbage pan to like
goes
drop
like,
it in.
Like that, like she's like clearing her mouth, like, all right, let's get this fucking show on the road here. We playing some slots.
3-card poker tonight, anybody? Yeah. Anyone want to get in?
But dude, yeah. What's like, do you have any like stories about, like that's the first thing I thought of like when I was hearing Chris's thing about like girls almost puking.
Yeah.
Do you have any like college stories or anything like that that happened?
Oh, some girls, when they go off, dude, when they decide they're getting drunk, it's on. They are just going, and I feel bad. Like they're just throwing up real hardcore. I mean, I personally have had nights where it's just, I've gone too hard, too fast, just taking a bunch of shots right after each other. Like, oh man, I feel great.
For sure.
Feel great. Exactly 10 minutes later, don't feel great. Dude.
I know. And then
where is the bathroom?
You're just driving home like that. I mean,
no.
Yeah.
At that point, I was outside New York City. I could just walk. But dude,
drunk driving. Classic.
I remember one night. We had a party at a local bar, so I could walk to it, and I must have had like 10 shots of Jameson within the hour. Just
no
randomly.
Way.
I don't know why. No. I just get in those like crazy zones. It doesn't happen much anymore, but it's like I was just rocking through shots, and of course,
lights.
1 hour, 1 minute later, just flick.
Lights out, dude. See,
I was like, I got to get home. As soon as I get home, barely make it in the house. Throw up all over the place.
Oh,
it's like rice.
So you remember that?
Oh yeah, then afterward I completely like blacked out. I don't know what happened until I woke up the next morning, like on my couch, not on my bed. Just rough.
I remember I was so this is a story about me, dude. I remember I was downtown just getting lit up, just torn up downtown. Some vodka cranberries, no big deal. And then I got
vodka cran NBD.
Dude. And then I get into the taxi. And as I get into the taxi, I'm like, yeah, this isn't gonna go well. And I'm in the fucking I'm heading back with my buddy Ben back to his dorms or his house, wherever he was living at the time. And I just start like puking in my hands, dude. And I feel like such a fucking douche, but I was young, man. I'm not making that as an excuse, but I would puke in my hands, dude. And I just started like throwing it under the seat.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
Dude, I'm such a fuck. It wasn't like till we were like close to where I was going to school. And I like threw up one more time and the guy's like, hey, what's going on back there? Fucking get out and just run, dude. I just run out of the cab. I'm like, see you later. And my I felt terrible, dude. I was just like so fucked up. We get back to his house, man. We're like chilling, and like he's got like his like some girls over and stuff like that. I'm just fucked up, and I'm like. Like, I just start, like, stumbling backwards. We're on his, like, patio. It's in the wintertime. It's snowing outside. I literally hit the patio railing and flip over the patio, and I land in the snow. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm fucking alive. Like, I thought I was going to fall, like, 30 feet. But it was literally, like, 3 feet off the ground.
That's funny.
But I land in just a pile of snow, and I'm like, oh. Like, oh, my God. And then I woke up the next day. I'm like, where the fuck am I? That was like the worst I've ever been. I'm like, where the fuck am I? Like, wake up in your buddy's place and you're like, how the fuck did I get here, dude?
That was like my 21st birthday. It was in Philly and went out and, of course, got just trashed all over the place. Last bar, get a Long Island iced tea.
Oh.
After I'm already just trashed through the roof. And, of course, you never get carded on your 21st. That was like the one day I never carded. Because everyone's like, oh, it's your 21st. It's 21st. Don't get. Long story short, just bar hopping all around, taking shots, just. Wild turkey, jam, beer, just mixing all this stuff. Finish with Long Island iced tea. Take one step out that bar, hit this like sidewalk, blackout, dude. I remember
you don't remember what happened.
Stepped
out of the bar.
I remember bits and pieces. Like I somehow like fell on the ground and like got a cut on my head. Damn. I somehow like was like thrown up in the car and they pulled over and like pushed me out. So I threw up on the like ground, come home. Like I remember, I had to shower. I was just obsessed with showering before I go to bed. And they like threw me in the shower. Like, so I had my routine or whatever. They like tried to dry me off or whatever, putting Q-tips in my ears, just destroying my eardrum. Long story short, I woke up the next morning, half naked, just with my boxers on, blood all over my chest, all over my face, wondering what the heck just happened.
Wondering, man, it must have been a good night, dude. Must have been a good night.
I remember semi-recently, it was your wife's Kelly's birthday, and I got, unfortunately, trashed at
dude,
dinner.
For some reason, Jake and I are always the ones who get trashed on my wife's birthday.
Just trashed.
The year before I got trashed, we went out to brunch. I don't think you were in town or you had something going on.
I don't remember, yeah.
But I went out to brunch and got absolutely trashed on some bottomless mimosas, and... This past year, Jake got trashed on.
Of course, it's always over some girl. You're just trying to get over Barry. And it was like,
for me, not for me, I'll speak personally.
But anyways, it was just the wine was going, you know, it just goes down real smooth. And you're like, oh yeah, I'll mix some red and white. Oh yeah, that's some like champagne, weird new kind of wine. Oh yeah, there's like a well wine or a reservoir wine. I'll take some of that. And then he just started like, you won't drink that whole glass of wine. You won't shotgun that glass or whatever you call it. You won't chug that. Of course.
Yeah, I did.
And then the weird thing was...
He's like mixing whites and reds.
It's a nice restaurant. It's like a high-end...
like beautiful restaurant. You go to like do wine tastings and have a sit-down meal.
Oh, yeah. And so...
like we're in the bathroom and I'm pretty fucked up.
I had to beeline in the bathroom.
Like I'm drunk too, but I'm not to the point where I'm puking like this guy. And all you see is Jake in the bathroom just... like projectile into the toilet. And these old dudes would be walking in just like... amateurs.
Loser.
Amateurs. I'm like, fucking say something.
These like old guys driving
say
their,
something, you pussies.
Rich vehicles and stuff just looking at me like.
Cadillacs. They're Cadillacs.
Look at this. Look at this jabroni. Can't hang in the whatever. And I'm just projectile vomiting all over this super nice bathroom
dude,
toilet.
That's how
dude.
I was with the mimosas the year before.
I always feel so bad for people who have to clean that stuff, dude. I'm like, oh, I feel so bad for this guy.
Classic.
Later night.
Dude, that's how I was with the mimosas. Because it was just a shit show of a birthday party. And I felt so bad for Kelly because these waitresses sucked. Servers, whatever you want to call them, dude. And it's just like, oh, bottomless mimosas, cool. Keep these fucking coming because this will make the party way better. And all of a sudden, I would literally go to the bathroom, puke. I would walk back to our table and have to turn immediately around and walk back to the bathroom and puke again. I remember I went into the bathroom and they had this like awesome license plate, and it was like nailed to the wall. And I literally grab it, rip it off the wall, and it peels like the wallpaper off with it. And I put it behind the toilet. And I'm like, oh, my bad.
To like, no one? You just said that aloud? Like, hoping somebody will hear you?
I go, hey, sorry, guys. Like, in the bathroom by myself.
So no one could hear. That's hilarious.
I'm sorry, guys.
It always sucks when you're the drunk guy and someone's driving home and you're, like, on that verge of puking again. And they, like, turn real sharply. And just... Chuck, like a plastic bag.
That's how I was like in Philly with you, dude. When Frank was just dry, I was like, "How many fucking turns is it?" and I'm just yacking in a plastic.
That's how you were, dude. I drove home with you guys when it was Kelly's for the one night I got trashed on wine.
Yeah.
And like every turn, dude, chunks flying in the back.
I turned so hard just because these dudes were coming so fast in the car. I was like, fucking A, dude. We got to move it. And I did the U-turn. And I'm like, oh, that might have been a bad move. And the next thing I'm...
every turn you just feel in the bottom of your stomach. And you're like, yep, it's coming up now.
So, stand-up, boy.
Yeah, so going back to stand-up. How about that transition? All right, listen, I got
one
from Tom Segura. It is funny. I'm not going to say much more. I just think it is hilarious because I think it's hilarious.
Let's go.
I really wish that each and every one of you could see my internet search history.
Oh, boy.
Because I think you would all say the same thing. I think you would all be like, this is one sick, twisted, deviant pervert who also loves current events. My history is literally a back and forth volley of like big sloppy tits smacked back and forth by 13 cocks. What's going on in Syria?
What the fuck, dude?
I feel badly about watching so much of it, too. You know why? Because it's lazy. I know watching that much porn is lazy, but it gets in the way of other things I want to do, like learn another language. I'd love to learn another language. There's too much porn to watch. Why not combine the two? Right? Have you seen these language videos? They are boring. The man is sitting down. You're like, all right. Have you seen an anal gangbang?
Oh, my
God. Super exciting. Here's what I propose. You download the series, and then tutorial number one begins to play. All right? Here's what happens. An elevator door opens.
Oh, boy.
A woman is giving a guy a blowjob. All right? Like an aggressive blowjob. Not one of these like, no. I mean like, where you're like, Jesus Christ, is the
what
answer
the fuck,
in there?
Dude.
Is that why she's doing that? And she has tears running down her face and slobber all over herself. And she goes, which way is the subway? ¿A dónde queda el metro? And you're like, now it's sinking in.
Holy shit, dude. Sorry to everybody who just turned
the
episode
off.
Some
of you didn't like that one. I can tell by your faces. Maybe that's because you're more advanced and you're ready for tutorial number two. In this one, a man is chained to a wall.
Oh, boy.
His arms and his legs are chained and he's completely naked. And you're like, whoa, what's going on here? And then a few seconds later, a woman enters frame and she's wearing, I don't know, a 15-inch strap-on.
Oh, jeez.
She doesn't say hello or tap him on the shoulder. No warning, just bow! And you're like, holy shit! And she just goes to hammer town. She's like, bow, bow, bow! And you're like, what the fuck? And then, after like the 10th stroke, she goes, this salad is too spicy. La ensalada pica mucho. And you're like, I'm learning Spanish. Can somebody pass me a Kleenex?
Oh, that's so gross. Dude, that was so dirty.
That was so dirty. We lost a bunch of people.
Hey, our analytics for this episode are not going to be too good. Everybody's like, man, I love this story of Zach and Jake puking. I hope you like that one from Tom Segura. Everybody.
We went from 0 to 100 on that one, dude.
Dude, we went from Chris D'Elia talking about drunk girls to Tom Segura's
combining
fucking
porn and language learning.
My next one's pretty bad, too.
All right. Well, let's keep on theme here.
Yeah. All right. So mine's Patrice O'Neill, the late, great Patrice O'Neill. Just a great comedy mind, man. He was one of the best to ever do it. New York guy. And just the last 3 minutes of this special he had on HBO, One Night Stand, it just makes me laugh. And it's kind of similar to what Jake was going on, but it's more about, like, dating women, not porn.
You want to know how to keep your man happy? I'm telling you, because it's desire you want. You don't want the guy to just fucking like be into you because you want him to be. You want him to love you and shit. Here's how you do it. First of all, first thing you do, don't ever talk to him. Don't talk to him ever. Just shut the fuck up. Just don't, with your nonsense, don't talk. Just don't talk. He'll love you if you leave him the fuck alone. Secondly, in the bedroom, you gotta be a $15 hooker. Disgusting. You gotta embarrass your parents. You gotta do shit that's, you gotta do horrendous, horrendous shit in the bedroom. You have to. If you don't, he's gonna leave you. Because we need filth. We're visual. We're visual. So you have to be a whore. And like, you ever fuck a woman with dignity all the time? Like, she always has self-respect. And you're trying to push her head down in the pillow and lift her ass up. And she's like, gets into some civil rights shit where she won't go down. Like, and she's looking at you like, you ain't going to subjugate me and put me, enslave me. Now, I don't even argue no more. I don't even get, as soon as I feel that shit, I just take both arms and pull them back and her head just. Now, I tried to give you the opportunity for us to be a partnership. Like, when you're a whore, be a whore for you. Don't be a whore for me. We know the difference. Be a whore. Like, when you suck dick, don't go, ugh, never do. Make a sound between retarded and choking. That's sexy to us. Like, just act like you, and brush your teeth. That motherfucker be like, Jesus Christ, this bitch is a fucking
whore. Oh, fuck.
You gotta marry this bitch. You wanna get married? I gotta go, man. I'll take it.
Oh my god, dude, that made me look. So I got tears in my eyes.
That's funny.
That's one of the, oh my god, I know it was whatever, like a 2 minute clip, quick clip, but Jesus. Mary and Joseph, that makes me laugh.
Graphic.
Every
explicit,
fucking time.
Don't even care. That
that's
was
two
funny,
in a row
dude.
For you, folks. I got my two out of the way, but Jake's Tom Segura directly in a
mic. Do we have anything to comment on there? Like, do we have anything to, no. Nope.
Nah,
we better,
let's
move on.
Move
all
on.
Right, moving on to the next clip of the day. This is my man, Kevin Hart. Some of his clips are just all-time favorites, dude. This is a funny one. This is an all-time fave. Some of his phrases come out to be repeated. You'll see him, like, people just blurting out his phrases sometimes. This is one of them.
It's a difficult time for me. I'm going to tell you something. I'm gonna tell you where all of my sex advice comes from, man. My grandpa. My grandpa gives me the best advice ever. I love my grandpa to death. I wish everybody could meet my grandpa. If you're lucky enough to have your grandparents in your life and you wanna laugh, listen to me.
Amen.
Shouts out to all y'all with grandparents. If you got a grandpa in your life, dude, you wanna laugh, ask your grandpa just to see what he say. Say, grandpa, when the last time you had some ass? Just to see. Just to see what he says. I promise you, it'll be the funniest shit you ever heard in your life. My grandpa never answered me. He just said a bunch of stuff. Like, this is not a joke. This is what he said. I said, grandpa, when the last time you had some ass? This is exactly what he said. He said, hey, hey, look at me, okay? Hey, 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 what I do? You know what I did, all right? Okay, hey, let me tell you something. I put that key in that door and locked that motherfucker, didn't I? Hey, okay, hey, gave it that goddamn womp womp. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Look at my eyes, roll them, yep.
What? What does any of that mean? What did you just say? Hey, what did you say, Grandpa? I'm telling you, man, he's funny. Like, my grandpa, one of those old, like, down south old men. Like, my grandpa cuss, he pronounced every letter in the cuss word. Shit! Like, he's serious. He's serious old, man. Let me tell you, this is what he does every day. All my grandpa do every day, he stand in the screen door and just complain and shit. He just fuss all day. Look, 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 look.
Oh.
Look, 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 look at this. Somebody come look at this. Look at this. Somebody come and look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Goddamn cat drinking milk out the bowl.
Look at this.
Get out the bowl! This is what makes me laugh. After he yell at something, he stare at it for a long time. Get out the bowl!
That's a meme. That's the meme. That face.
Just staring. That look at this is hilarious.
Somebody come look at this.
Come look at this.
He was asleep. He fell asleep. I wish y'all could see him. Kids be teasing him. Kids are mean, man. Why are kids so mean? Because they know he can't get out the screen door. So they tease him. They be coming up to the door. Shit. Y'all, he gets so mad. Have you ever seen an old person get real pissed off to where they start making them noises? What? What'd he say? He's just angry. He's an angry old man. I saw my grandpa fall one time. Funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. Took my grandpa 47 seconds to fall. It took too long. It took way too long. It's funny, but it's not funny. I'm gonna show you exactly what I saw. This is how my grandpa fell. This is exactly what I saw. I got tired of watching. I just kicked it. Stop. Let go. Stop it. Stop it. It could have been over. You not even got that far. Stop. It's too much, Grandpa.
Oh, shoot. That's one of my favorites. Dude, look at this thing. It's hilarious.
That's one of his best specials. I know that was a long time ago. I know he's had some good ones since then, but, dude, that's one of his best specials. I feel like that was, like, earlier in his career, too.
I think so. According to the clip, this was, like, 2011-ish era.
Damn, dude.
Kevin Hart, everybody.
Think about where he's at now.
I know.
Movies, stand-up, just killing it.
Just rocking. He has some other funny bits, too. They're just fun, like his family stuff. We've done his dad stuff before. His grandpa's here right now. He talks about his uncle and like his cousins and stuff. It's funny.
Dude, that was a good clip. I do love that. Look at this. Somebody come look at this.
Come look at this.
Somebody come look at this.
Come on, look at this. That's super funny.
Dude, what else is going on?
That's it, dude. That was some funny stuff. That got explicit today. We talked about some drinking. Then it took a 100-mile-an-hour turn around the corner, and we got a little explicit. Brought it back down with Kevin Hart.
Did Larry Carney ever tell you this story about how when he went to Miami, he was trying to get into a party? Do you remember the story or no?
No.
So Larry told us this story. Our buddy Larry, who used to live down here in Florida with us. I think he lives in Baltimore now. Yeah, Baltimore now. But he said he was going to a party. I think this was Larry, maybe one of his buddies. And he was trying to get in, and it was hosted by Drew Carey.
Oh, shoot.
You remember this?
Price is
no?
Right, Drew Carey.
Yeah, Drew Carey. Drew Carey Show, Drew Carey. Whose line is it anyway, Drew Carey?
Drew Carey.
And Larry saw him out there. Larry saw him, like, as he was trying to get into the party because they got denied. And he goes, "Hey, Drew." And Drew just, like, waves him off, like, "Hey, see ya. Get out of here." And he's like, "Drew, you fucked my sister." "Drew, you fucked my sister. And this is how you're going to treat me?" And then he got into the party.
Drew's like, "All right, come on in. Come on in. Let's go. Come on in. Come on in." Oh, that's hilarious, dude.
It just made me laugh my ass off when he told. I don't know if it was Lair or just somebody else, man. But it made me laugh my fucking ass off.
Well, that's one way to get in a VIP party, all right?
I don't know if I'd be able to pull that.
Take some guts.
Drew, you fucked my sister.
Take some cojones, dude. Take some cojones to go for that one. But hey, clearly it works. That strategy clearly worked in that scenario.
Honestly, dude, you think about some of these things people have done, and you're just like, Jesus Christ, what the hell?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a good episode, man. I know it's a little bit shorter today on the stand-up Saturday, but...
Hey, good hanging with you guys on Saturday. It's always fun to get a quick laugh in. And, man, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Ladies and gents, if you are not subscribed to No Days Off, subscribe at Apple Podcasts and follow us at No Days Off Podcast on Instagram. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Heck yeah.
We look forward to next Saturday for another Stand Up Saturday episode.
Saturday. So I'll just move. Yo, tell him. Nah. I break out from my physical shell and exhale past the so-called body. Used to go to the party, but now I sit and chill with the pen and the pad. Dropping ill philosophical science, me and my dad. Dude, the worst is when you throw up and one of your buddies like Dalton's like, "Oh, can't hang, bub.
Can't hang, dude.
Look at this. Somebody come look at this guy throwing up. Come look at this guy throwing up over here. Come on, come look at it.
Thanks for hanging with us,
folks. Come look at this guy throwing up."